HarperCollins presents The Plot by Nadine Dorris, read by Lucy Price Lewis. A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. Marcus Tullius Cicero, speaking to the Roman Senate during the Catiline War, circa 40 BC. Foreword. When I started to write this book, I thought that I would be telling the story of how Boris Johnson had been ousted from power. Instead, what I began to uncover were tales of a small group of men, most of them unelected, and some totally unknown outside of a tight Westminster bubble, operating at the heart of the Conservative Party. For 25 years or more, they have set out to control the destiny of the Conservative Party. All too often, it is their hand on the levers which rise ministers up and drop them back down and terminate their progress in the middle of a career-ending political storm, even if they are sitting prime ministers with an 80-seat majority. It is a story that has never been told. So not only is this book a shocking tale of corruption and unaccountable power, it is also a counter-history of British political life in the 21st century. We may not agree on which party or leader should be in power, but the point of democracy is that those disagreements are played out in public so that we as voters get to decide who we trust to keep us safe and free at the ballot box. I was born in one of the poorest areas of Liverpool and was brought up to value my vote. It was drummed into me that in that vote lay hope and my individual power to contribute to change. Nothing in politics is as critical or as necessary as the defence of that principle. Each person I interviewed during the process of writing this book told me the same thing, that I was uncovering something dark and deeply undemocratic. And let me be very clear. I have talked to well over 50 people, from prime ministers and party leaders through cabinet ministers to civil servants and backbenchers, from party grandees to special advisers. All of them had the same tale to tell. And yet, it is a tale you are entirely unaware of. Why is that? Prologue. The House of Commons. Monday, 5th of September, 2022. It is a political truth that opposition parties don't win general elections. Governments lose them. Every sensible Conservative MP knew that it would have taken more than a half-decent leader of the Labour Party to threaten our majority or to blow any individual MP off his or her perch in the heat and glare of a general election campaign. Because, regardless of large parts of the media churning out negative coverage of the Prime Minister, who they would never forgive for delivering Brexit, we had the winner of an historic 80-seat majority on our side. He was the person people in the street flocked to meet, to take their selfies with, and even when he met his most ardent adversaries, within moments they could not help softening their expression. A reluctant smile would hover as Boris enthusiastically shook an at first unwilling hand, looked them in the eye, and asked with what was unmistakably genuine interest, "How are you?" Despite themselves, they would tell him. And now, he was gone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?